almost 8 minutes to eight. Karen's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gail
Rother.
Gail, sorry. You can do that too.
I will try my best.
Thanks, Gavin and Karen. There was a 40% rise in the volume of fraudulent payments last year compared to 2023. The Central Bank's payment fraud statistics show the total value of fraud payments in Ireland increased to €160 million in 2024, up nearly 25% from the previous year. Now, to discuss what's driving this growth, I'm joined on the line by Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland's Head of Financial Crime, Niamh Davin. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Niamh, so where are the stats pointing to where the highest volumes of payment fraud are happening? Is it card payments, money transfers? Where is it happening?
So the central bank's figures show that the biggest rise is actually in fraudulent e-money transactions and money remittances rather than the traditional card fraud. So what that means is we're seeing more cases where criminals trick people into transferring money themselves, often through investment, purchase or impersonation scams. So card fraud, like fake websites and stolen details, still make up a large share, but the shift towards authorized push payment, as we refer to it, is very clear, and it reflects how scams are becoming more sophisticated and social engineering based rather than kind of technical hacks.
And as you mentioned, technology advancements are great. It makes money transfers easier, and with online shopping, the stats point to growth. But what risks come with this?
Like you said, digital payments have made life incredibly convenient, but technology has also made it much easier for criminals to reach people directly. So through text, email, social media, our own Fraud Smart research shows that 1 in 5 regular online shoppers actually lost money through scams last year, some losing hundreds and thousands of euro. But the message here is that payments are safe, the systems themselves are secure, but what we need to be careful is where and who we shop with online. So before you buy, you know, make sure you take that extra little time to check any unfamiliar websites. Be careful what, you know, social media ads you click on. And use, there's a tool called scamchecker.ie. Use that tool. It's a fraud smart tool that instantly will tell you if the website that you're on is risky or you should take some extra care.
So millions are being lost each year. What preventative steps can be taken? Is all the onus on individuals to be vigilant? And what's been done at a national level to tackle the rise in fraud?
It's a shared responsibility. Banks are introducing more measures. For example, you would have seen over the last number of weeks, new name checking tools, which have come in under SEPA verification. So it matches the name on a payment transfer to the name on an account. Lots of continued transaction monitoring. But because fraudsters are targeting consumers directly and convincing them to make the payments rather than hacking into bank systems, individuals also must play a key part in it. So for example, like I said, never click on links in unsolicited communications, text, emails, that kind of thing. Use websites and trusted retailers that you've used before. And if somebody asks you to use your account or to move money to a safe account, just say no. And I mean, really think about what you're doing before you do anything. Businesses, for example, as well, they should also know the warning signs. We've seen an increase in invoice and supplier payments. So really the fraudsters are targeting the consumers, but we all have a part to play. And compared to, you know, at a national level, what are we doing? There's lots of things happening. There's a national payment strategy, and BPFI is actually leading 4 key actions on this. So we have a shared fraud database we're hoping to implement next year. There's a cross-sector anti-fraud forum, which is bringing all the sectors together as well. Trusted Flagger under Commission Demand and Comreg as well have played a part in bringing lots of initiatives like the scam text alerts that they've introduced over the last couple of months. So the focus really now is on collaboration across banks, tech firms, telecoms and government as well, because no one sector can solve it alone.
And where is Ireland? Is it at the higher or lower level of scam payments in Europe? Where are we positioned?
I think we sit around the average, the European average. We're not immune. We're not different to any other country. But the trend is rising across Europe as criminals become more coordinated across borders. Payments can now move instantly across as well. The scams hit multiple countries at the same time. But what's positive is that Ireland is making strides on collaboration. We are one of the few that actually have this cross-sector collaboration, if not the only, through other measures like the shared fraud database, the cross-sector anti-forum I mentioned. It really is putting us at the forefront and making us come together and actually look at proactive ways where we can stop the fraud from happening in the first place.
Okay, Niamh Davenport, Head of Financial Crime with Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. Thanks for joining us on the line this morning.